From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area. The Iraqi military is on high alert. VOA's Sharon Bain is covering the story.
Most of the lawmakers were forced to flee yesterday when the followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed into the Green Zone and actually took over part of it, stormed into the parliament, forced the lawmakers to flee. Some were kind of roughed up. That building has been ransacked. And so as of right now, there's really no standing parliament.
By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian mediated ceasefire. The visit comes as violence escalates in the country, especially in its largest city, Aleppo, although Aleppo was said to be calmer Sunday. Russian General Sergei Kirilenko told Russian news agencies talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday killed at least two police officers. 22 people were wounded. A new political survey indicates Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters will go to the polls this Tuesday for the Indiana presidential primary election. The NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll showed Trump with 49% support among Republicans. On the Democratic side, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a 50 to 46% edge. This is VOA News. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with a hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu man. The Daily Star said Sunday one of the detainees had sued Nikhil Chandra Jowardar in 2012 for comments he had made about the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The U.S.-based monitoring organization Site says the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured the town of Runirgud in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early Sunday morning. An official told VOA that 22 Somali soldiers were killed. He said 10 others were missing and feared to be captured by militants. Today is May Day, the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers. From Moscow to Madrid, workers shouted their demands for higher wages, better working conditions, and more job security. French and Turkish police fired tear gas at protesters. Workers across Asia called for higher wages. In South Korea, tens of thousands of people protested a bill being pushed by President Park Geun-hye that would make it easier for companies to lay off workers. U.S. Intelligence Chief John Brennan says there is no evidence indicating that Saudi Arabia gave backing to al-Qaeda for the 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Speculation that the Saudis were involved has some in Congress demanding that 28 pages of a congressional probe into 9/11 be released. Those 28 pages focus on Saudi Arabia and its alleged involvement. Brussels Airport has reopened, part of a departure hall damaged in the March terrorist attack. Heavy security could be seen around the airport as passengers begin using the newly repaired area following a ceremony. Airport managers say starting Monday, more than 100 check-in counters will be open and another 36 in a temporary building, bringing departure passenger capacity to at least 80% of that before the attacks. Ghana's opposition National Democratic Party has chosen former First Lady Nana Konadu Agyeman-Rawlings as its presidential candidate. That decision was made at the party's National Delegates Congress Saturday in the capital, Accra. National Democratic Party supporters say the former First Lady's popularity could pose a significant challenge to incumbent President John Dramani Mahama in the November 7th general election. Venezuela's president has ordered a 30% increase in the country's minimum wage. Nicolas Maduro's announcement comes as the South American country is experiencing inflation and stagnation. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.